Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. This is episode 103 of The Big Show. And thanks so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you being here. Always a pleasure to have you here. There is just so much that I want to cover this week. But before I do, there's going to be a little bit of housekeeping. The next two Wednesdays are December 24th and December 31st. Those are Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. We will not have a show next week. I'm taking a little Christmas break. But I will be back with a New Year's Eve show wrapping up 2014. All the big stories, all the things that I think are worth mentioning, and all the things that I think you might want to pay attention to as we head into 2015. So I do encourage you to make sure you tune in for that one. Make sure you download that through your favorite podcatcher, through iTunes, through Stitcher Radio, wherever you like to get your podcasts, wherever finer podcasts are found. That sounded a little cheesy. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. But, you know, anywhere you get your podcasts, go ahead and check out the December 31st episode, because I think that's going to be a good one. Moving on to this week's news and the stuff we want to talk about. The big thing that you want to pay attention to, I think, this week is the fact that Google has introduced its Trends for 2014 search tool. I will link to in the show notes. But what they've done is they've basically said, you do a search for the top trends of 2014, and it will show you what people searched for, what people most searched for. They do the same on YouTube. There are other places where Google is making this information available. But I thought I always think it's interesting to look at that information and see what are the items that your customers care about most over the past 12 months. What have they cared about most over the past 12 months? And what I thought was particularly interesting was the top places that people searched for were all businesses. Walmart and Starbucks and Target and McDonald's and Home Depot. Now, I assume that Google is not, you know, goosing those results to kind of highlight specific things or focus it specifically on business. We'll take them at their word that those were the top places people searched. But they were all businesses. So Walmart, Smart Starbucks, Target, etc. How do I find my nearest place where I go and shop and browse and buy the things I want? And this ties heavily into what we talked about last week in an episode called Why Mobile Win, episode 102, because I think it's really interesting to look at what people searched for and to ask the question, where did these people search? Were they searching in desktop? Were they searching on a tablet? Were they searching on a mobile phone? And anyone who has listened to the show for a time, for any amount of time, knows that when people search on a mobile phone, to me, that's not interesting if they're doing it while sitting on their couch. It is far more interesting and far more meaningful if they are doing it while they're sitting in their car or they're on a train or they're on a plane. You know, before the door is closed, right? They're looking, where is the nearest Walmart? Where is the nearest Starbucks? Where is the nearest Target? How do I get to those places? eMarketer says that in 2015, mobile will pass desktop for ad spend, and probably because of search, probably because of the increasing use of mobile, how much people use mobile for search is going to increase and pass what they're doing on desktop. Now that's really critical because it shows how much people are actually finding the places they want when they're out and about. Now, the downside here is that Compete has data that shows that, oh, about a third of people who were in Walmarts, about a quarter of people who were in Targets, about a sixth of people who were in Home Depot shopped, cross-shopped on Amazon on their mobile phone while in those stores. So they were shopping Walmart, and then they shopped Amazon while they were in Walmart, etc. That's, you know, showrooming, as we know, alive and well. It's also a sign that your customers are looking for more information about the products and the services that they buy. And they'll use whatever tools are at hand. And what's going to be more at hand than their mobile device? There's a whole thing about Apple Pay and its growth. Mobile Commerce Daily has a big thing about all of the companies that are now supporting Apple Pay. And basically, about 90% of all the places you can pay, all the payment sources you can pay with, now support Apple Pay. And I think that that's going to be a huge trend for 2015. Something, you know, I've been talking about mobile wallets in general for some time. And by the way, whenever I talk about Apple Pay, you can go ahead and insert Google Wallet here too. I don't think Google Wallet is as ubiquitous. I don't think it's as useful. I don't think it's as functional. I'm not trying to offend the Android fans out there. I own an Android phone. I think Google Wallet is useful. But Apple Pay has made it simpler still. And I think Google will likely respond to that in 2015. I would be very surprised if they didn't. If in 2015 there's still this big, you know, you can do things on one that you can't do on the other, or if Google hasn't surpassed Apple in capabilities for a time, I would be very surprised, because I think Google realizes they need to get on board with this in a big, big way, and I suspect they will. But the idea is your customers are going to be using mobile wallets in a big way in 2015, in a way that we haven't seen yet. As they become more prevalent, as they become simpler to use, as more stores support them, your customers will expect that they're going to be able to do this when they come to your store, or when they come to your restaurant, or when they come to your hotel. They're really going to expect, I can just pay how I want. We know that your competition is getting on board with this in a big way. According to Marketing Charts, mobile is third on the list of top 25 marketing investments amongst the people they surveyed, amongst the CMOs and businesses that they surveyed. The reality is your customers live a mobile lifestyle. They're out and about all the time. You know, I remember when the internet first came around, one of the things that when e-commerce first came around in the mid-90s to late 90s, one of the things that people always touted about it was you could go shopping in your pajamas. You could just sit in your pajamas and shop anywhere you wanted. What mobile creates is this environment where your customers can be connected no matter where they go, no matter where they are, anytime, any place. And that's incredibly freeing, because it means you can live your life the way you want. You can go out when you need to go out. You can go where you want to go. You can go when you want to go. And still know that, well, if there's a big sale going on that I just found out about, I can participate wherever I am. And I can walk into the store if I want and pull out my phone and pay. And if I'm not near there, if I'm cross town or I'm out with friends, I can pull out my phone and I can just go ahead and connect right there and take advantage that way. That's a huge shift in customer behavior that we're going to see lots and lots and lots more of. The problem is really in some data from Mobile Commerce Daily, where they have a new Forrester report they highlight that says 62% of businesses view mobile as new technology. That's almost two-thirds. Still think of mobile as something new, something for the future, something that, you know, we'll deal with somewhere down the road. How can that be? Look around you. Look at your stores. Look at your restaurants. Look into your airplanes that you're on, or look in trains. If you're on a train, you know, you're taking your commute, or on the bus when you're commuting. And look at the number of people who are actually looking at their phones. You know, an old boss of mine used to talk about looking at everyone pray during breaks in meetings. And what he meant was we would all immediately pull out our BlackBerries at the time and hold it in our laps with our heads down, bowed down over it. You know, we looked like we were praying. And that's the default behavior your customers exhibit everywhere they go, every place they go, because they can. It's incredibly liberating. It's incredibly freeing. And so you really can't think of mobile as new or something you'll deal with, you know, somewhere down the road. Mobile is here. It's now. It's real. With mobile payments, it's going to drive your commerce. With mobile shopping, with search rather, it's going to drive people into your places of business, your stores, your restaurants, your hotels, your offices. It's going to help people find you and connect to you, and then pay you when they want to pay you. So you really want to make it easy for them to do that. You really want to help them accomplish their goals. Because if there's one thing that's always true about e-commerce, you know, whether it's on desktop, whether it's on mobile, whether it's on tablet, whether it's mobile payments, whether it's loyalty, any of those things, the easier you make it for your customers to accomplish their goals, the more likely they will do so, and the more likely you are to accomplish your goals. Make it easy for customers to do what they want to do with you, and they will be your customers forever. To help you do that, I rounded up these great 11 exceptional reads about e-commerce and mobile as part of our regular Link Digest series last week. I strongly encourage you to check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's linked to in the show notes, which you can find at timpeter.com/podcast for this episode and for any of our past episodes. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. Again, I want to remind you, we will not be here next week. I'm taking the week off. But I will have a new show for you on December 31st, 2 weeks from today. So I do encourage you to tune in for that. And if you don't want to miss an episode, you can subscribe to the podcast by doing a search in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or your favorite podcatcher, whatever that might be, for Tim Peter Thinks. Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should come up for any of those. You can find the podcast at timpeter.com/podcast, and you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that email address is podcast@timpeter.com. Go ahead, drop me a note with your comments, your questions, your concerns, your thoughts, just anything that happens to be on your mind. I'd love to hear from you. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. I hope you have a fantastic holiday week. Enjoy the holidays, and I will look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud in 2 weeks' time. Okay, happy holidays, everyone, and take care.